Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, July 6th. Tesla is planning to use its Optimus robot, also known as the Tesla bot, in stores in attempt to help sales, but not directly interacting with customers. We're not quite there yet. The automaker has found that the Tesla bot was getting a lot of attention at expos and conferences, and sources familiar with the matter told Electrek that Tesla has been experimenting with using the Optimus humanoid robot on display units for stores in China. Although Tesla has made impressive progress on the robot program, it's far from being a finished product. The goal is to leverage Tesla's work in AI from its self-driving effort to power the humanoid robot that would be able to perform a wide variety of different tasks. At the moment, the robot serves as being an attractive novelty for consumers, one that may boost sales just a little bit. And hey, it may be just a decoration at the moment, so it doesn't cost all that much. Unless, of course, you account for the cost of the program in total, but we'll just skip that for now. A slew of automakers in China have banded together and pledged to regulate how they market their electric vehicles to avoid a further price war. While it didn't span the whole globe, as was anticipated, in the Chinese market, the electric vehicle price wars, first heralded by Tesla, actually got a little bit of momentum. Tesla was the first to slash their MSRP of the Model 3 and Model Y by about $7,000. It wasn't long before leading companies like BYD, NIO, and XPeng went to cut their prices as well. Earlier today at the 2023 China Auto Forum in Shanghai, the China Association of Automobile Manufacturers has helped facilitate a pledge signed by 16 major automakers vowing to uphold fair market order in their industry. The automakers that signed include China FAW, Dongfeng Motor, SAIC Motor, Chang'an Automobile, BAIC, GAC, China National Heavy Duty Truck, Chery, JAC, Geely, Great Wall Motor, BYD, NIO, Li Auto, XPeng, and wouldn't you know it, Tesla signed on too. It's important to note that this pricing commitment is self-regulatory and by no means is legally binding. China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology has announced a revision to its long-running dual credit policy in which local automakers could earn certain calculated credits for each electric vehicle they build. The ministry is reducing the said credit by 40%, putting certain automakers in jeopardy of non-compliance and a risk of losing their ability to sell to the public. As of 2022, 1 in 4 vehicles sold in China was electrified, but this successful adoption rate dates back to a significant subsidy for what they called new energy vehicles, and that began in 2014. The Chinese government ended the program last year, and sales began to dwindle, and the market grew wary. As a matter of fact, this sparked the price war more so than Tesla. But now, the Chinese Ministry of Industry and Information Technology shared details of its latest update to the credit policy for automakers earlier today, which reduces the given production standard for new electric vehicles by about 40% on average. Despite positive upswing in electric car sales for the U.S. in the last 3 months, Ford has their electric vehicle sales fall by 2.8% in the second quarter compared to the first quarter. Ford's electric pickup, the F-150 Lightning, was its only pure electric vehicle to see sales rise compared to last year. The F-150 reached 4,466 units, up 118% compared to just over 2,000 last year. Of course, Ford began deliveries of the electric pickup in May, so a doubling of sales over the previous year is very logical. Now, the Mustang Mach-E saw sales fall 21.1% year over year. The decline comes after the Mach-E sales were down 20% in the first quarter. Sales of the electric van, the e-Transit, were down 23.8% compared to last year, with 1,744 units sold in the second quarter. Looking at more of the market, both Ford and General Motors posted disappointing EV sales in the second quarter, while the pure EV makers like Tesla, Rivian, and Polestar, they all posted record results. Ford is aiming to introduce a subscription service as the industry moves into the new era. Ford's tech leader, Doug Field, who was hired from Apple, says that the transition is already underway, with the next stage expected to roll out with the automaker's upcoming next-generation EVs. Field explained at a recent shareholder event that Ford plans to streamline most computing decisions by consolidating them into a centralized processor powered by in-house software. You can tell me if that sounds familiar. Ford thinks that entertainment and gaming are going to be a big part of electric vehicles going forward. Speaking to the Associated Press recently, Field explained, quote, "The transition has happened where we design the hardware and the software for the immediate user interface, the center screen." Now, while this might seem like a novel direction for Ford, they're certainly not the only ones heading towards this business model, as Hyundai, Kia, General Motors, BMW, Mercedes, they have all essentially announced the same thing with a subscription service. Following a big second quarter, Rivian CEO and founder, RJ Scaringe, believes that the best is yet to come. Scaringe says that Rivian's supply chain is coming together, allowing for more predictability regarding production. Rivian hit a turning point, as they called it, in the second quarter, crushing estimates by delivering 12,640 and producing nearly 14,000 electric vehicles. In the exciting milestone, Rivian's electric delivery vehicle is expected to roll out across Europe in collaboration with Amazon. Rivian stock is up over 40% in the past month following the positive momentum. However, it is still down 80% from their all-time high. Polestar delivered roughly 15,800 vehicles in the second quarter of 2023. This is up 31% from the first quarter. Polestar stock is trending up 5% following the news. The EV maker says that it's on track to reach its 60,000 to 70,000 delivery goal this year. Through the first half of the year, Polestar's deliveries reached around 27,900. Polestar has the 2024 version of their Polestar 2 vehicle coming in August, which is expected to bulk up some additional sales. The Chevy Blazer EV SS has been postponed. The Blazer EV will be Chevy's first electric car to feature a high-performance SS trim. Scott Bell, the vice president of Chevrolet, describes the SS Blazer as having the soul of a true sports car. Now, the SS version was initially expected to go on sale this fall with a starting price around $65,996. Sounds pretty specific to me. Chevrolet recently updated their website, however, with the SS model now expected to be available in spring of 2024. Although you'll have to wait for the high-powered version, the Blazer EV is still set to launch this summer, with five trims in total running out by the winter. The Phoenix Fire Department has released its report on the Nikola truck fire that happened at the company's headquarters last month. Despite Nikola quickly claiming that foul play was behind the fire, the department says that it found, quote, no evidence at all that supports arson. Now, officially, the fire department listed the cause of the fire as undetermined. Just last week, we reported how a Nikola insider believed that it would have been hard to start a thermal event in the trucks with arson, as the battery packs were exposed to 1,000 degrees Celsius without damaging them during testing. After reaching out to Nikola Motors, they reiterated that they are, quote, not ruling anything out. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Whopper Bopper says, "The Canada comment is a classic. It shows how ignorant Americans still are of anything outside America, even to your neighboring countries, Canada." To which, Mr. Whopper Bopple, I will add the responses from other commenters. Zone 4200240NEZ says, "Canada uses oblasts. Everyone knows that." Energizer Squirrel says, "It's the land of poutine." And my favorite, Craigie123 says, "I think it is metric states in Canada." Thank you, Craigie. That is the correct answer. I knew it was something left over from the communist era. I just wasn't quite sure. I was close, though. I was really close. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.